This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Democrats on Capitol Hill say they will introduce formal articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Monday for inciting Wednesday's deadly riots at the Capitol building. California Democratic Representative Ted Lieu said on Twitter Saturday the articles had drawn 180 co-sponsors. Hakeem Jeffries of New York said at a news conference, Trump has to go one way or the other.
He should be impeached, convicted, and thrown out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and forever banished to the dustbin of history.
Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have pressed Vice President Mike Pence to consider the 25th Amendment, which allows the removal of a president unable to fulfill the duties of the office, but a Pence advisor has said he opposes the idea. Any impeachment in the House would trigger a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate, which is scheduled to be in recess until January 19th and has already acquitted Trump once before. The man photographed smiling, carrying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's lectern while a mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, is among dozens who have been arrested, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Adam Johnson of Florida was arrested Friday night. He was quickly ID'd on social media and had posted about being there. The man who sat in Pelosi's office chair with his feet up, Richard Barnett of Arkansas, was also arrested, as was the man dressed as a bare-chested Viking, Jake Angeli of Arizona, and Doug Jensen of Iowa, the man apparently seen on video leading a mob up the stairs chasing a lone officer who tried to hold them back. Then there's West Virginia state lawmaker Derek Evans, who posted video online fist bumping with a police officer. He was arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Indonesian rescuers pulled out body parts, pieces of clothing, and scraps of metal from the Java Sea early Sunday, one day after a Boeing 737-500 with 62 people on board crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. Officials had hoped that they were honing in on the wreckage of the Sriwijaya Air Flight 182 after sonar equipment detected a signal from the aircraft. Indonesia's transportation minister told reporters authorities have launched a massive search effort after identifying the possible location of the crash site. Indonesia's military chief said teams on a Navy ship equipped with a remote-operated vehicle had detected a signal from the aircraft, which fit the coordinates from the last contact made by pilots before the plane went missing. There were 62 people on board, including 7 children and 3 babies. Authorities have established 2 crisis centers, and families have gathered to wait for news of their loved ones. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said he was lifting restrictions on contacts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts, a move likely to anger China and increase tensions between Beijing and Washington in the waning days of the Trump presidency. In a statement, Pompeo said that for several decades, the State Department had created complex internal restrictions on interactions with Taiwanese counterparts by American diplomats, service members, and other officials. While the United States has no official relations with Taiwan, the Trump administration has ramped up backing for the island country with arms sales and laws to help Taipei deal with pressure from China. Pakistan's national power grid experienced a major breakdown on Saturday, leaving millions of people in the dark. Power Minister Omar Ayub Khan said on Twitter that the blackout was caused by a sudden plunge in the frequency in the power transmission system. The blackout is one of the worst that the country has ever experienced. The Taliban warned Saturday that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's resolve to remain in office until the completion of his tenure is detrimental to peace talks aimed at finding a negotiated end to 4 decades of war in Afghanistan. But the Afghan president, in an apparent rebuttal, has repeatedly vowed that he is legally bound to transfer power to his elected successor. The insurgent group's warning came on a day when its leaders held fresh discussions in Qatar with representatives of the Ghani government on developing a joint agenda of what are officially known as intra-Afghan negotiations. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.